During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hold up for your answer. J-O-N, play me some R&B pimp.
Uh-oh.
You know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, I was an R&B pimp.
Oh, we got, man, this nigga be in the lab. We got different levels of pimp.
No, okay.
It's an R&B pimp.
I wanna hear the pimping.
It's a raven.
Yeah. Watch this. Told you what? That ain't R&B pimp.
You gotta hear it first. You want them beats, you gotta let me see.
No, it ain't. That's one of them ones. That's straight drop off the top. That's dope.
Ted, no cap.
That's one of them ones. See, I didn't want the shit to get too serious too soon. Cause this is a whole motherfucking tone that we gotta set. Because this is also, I got a list of our highly requested guests.
No count.
And this thing is highly requested.
No count.
I was doing some analytics, and you are in the top 5% of people who they've been requested to stop by the show. Now this is the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
And this is definitely not no interview.
Yeah.
People be criticizing us because we get so many guests. We don't interview no goddamn body. We just be up here talking shit.
Kicking.
Because they be forgetting, we be knowing the guests before they guess. They guess to y'all. So we'll forget to fuck around and ask you some shit that we know that they would ask you because they ain't gonna get the chance to. That's why I had to ask you, did you know that the auntie and the older ladies was fucking with the motherfucking Jacquees? Did you know that?
I ain't know it until we got
I done pulled up at my little cougar house. She over there drinking some of that goddamn Stella Rose. Walk around with some no bra on, both titties out. No they cap. Up, but they
damn.
I'm saying they put up.
No cap.
But they act. So whatever she had them put up in, they was loosening that motherfucker.
Okay.
So you knew that under whatever she had on, they was out.
No cap.
Come on now. All the kids got them on Instagram singing all the songs. You done went crazy and flipped the whole national anthem.
Yeah.
It made that motherfucker the African American. I don't want to hear no other way now.
Yeah.
That was black history to me.
Yeah,
you know, we named our two ghetto legends. So we made it a mission to go out and try to get all the ghetto legends that we could get. And we gonna continue this shit. Hell yeah. So it's only right that we had a nigga like you come up in here.
No cap.
One of the hardest singingest niggas you ever seen. Made everybody mad and said, fuck it, dear. I'm the king of R&B.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't nobody say shit because a nigga dropped about 30 good ass songs in a row.
No cap.
We fuck with you the long way.
No,
none other than Jacquees the motherfucking trap. Get all yours,
yes, sir.
Papi get all yours.
Papi and she
that nigga ain't your friend. That nigga roasted your feet.
I did.
Oh yeah, I remember
that. He put them into
the house. I should have got better.
Don't keep that.
I wanted you to know he on your ass, too.
He put them out.
I forgot about that. That shit went up, though. That way. Damn, this shit flows so smooth. I didn't even know we were just doing a real intro.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna tell you 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, this big ass fella, man.
Yeah, we professional.
Yeah,
real professional over there. First of all, welcome to the 85 South Show.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to 85 Wave Studio.
That shit fire.
Yeah. Bro, that's my black market bill. Give me that, man. That'll let people know the black market. Though. You confused my audience.
That shit felt different. I was like, the fuck am I ringing the bell for? What the fuck?
Starting this year off right, man. What's been up?
The album just dropped.
Mm-hmm. Pop it, y'all.
December 16th, sincerely for you. It's executive produced by Future.
Mm-hmm.
Just dropped a video to it.
Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto.
Just, he the executive producer.
Yeah.
So that nigga was in there with you like, oh no, y'all hit that bitch again.
tight shit. But you know, we putting a lot of work ourselves too, but you know, Pluto that'll, you know, just be like, yeah, this one, you know, use that. Don't do that, put this on there.
This your second album with that Future EP, though?
Nah, this the first one. You know, I don't work with him on other albums, but mm-hmm. this the first one that he, like, put his name behind it. Like, I'm a part of this type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cold, because, you know, we usually see you do a lot of shit by yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
So now, you know, to have that reach out, what made you trust him with the project? The whole project this time?
Shit, just because, you know, the only other album he ever executive produced was for Kanye. So I'm like, shit, if he want to do mine, I'll be a part of that. You know, like, when they started to name all the albums Future did, it's just going to be Kanye and Jacquees. And then on top of that, even if he ain't do it for Kanye, I would have still let him do mine because how talented bro is. You know, and bro know music. You know, Future like a living legend when we talking about music for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. And he know what's going on. He stay on the top charts, so I wanted to be a part of that.
Dude.
Yeah.
Bro, I fuck with Future, man.
Yeah,
when I was hosting Old National,
mm-hmm.
this is before the shit blew up, astronaut status.
Well, definitely.
Yeah. Motherfucker, hey, I had about three boxes of them shits. Like this.
Mixtape.
Yeah, because you know, I used to give them out.
I got on.
At the comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I heard that, bitch, like that first day I got it, I played that bitch all the way through. Just sitting at the crib, you know, fucking got to play it all the way through. I was like, this bitch hitting. By the time I got to itching
on astronaut status. That's the last
motherfucking song on there. When I heard that for the first time, I knew that shit was out of there.
Man, I knew he was hot. Cause the crazy part about the Wheel of Fool, man. If people who was in the industry then back then doing music. You had to go through Wheel of Fool or be engineered by Wheel of Fool. You got to get a beat by Wheel of Fool, DJ Plug, or the Beat Monster motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? And London on the track, but he was only doing
808 Mafia, too.
808 Mafia was, see, them niggas was known for, like, people were sending their beats to 808 Mafia, and they was, like, revamping them and making them better. That's why they carried 808 Mafia, because they were known for the kick. Everybody was using the 808s. You know the other nigga,
I ain't seen him in a minute.
Who?
Lex Luthor.
That motherfucker.
He used to do a lot of Rick Ross shit then.
Yeah.
But Will the Fool was the nigga in the city.
Yeah.
He the one who gave, like, he had the sauce.
Yeah, he done jumped the whole conversation off. That was that nigga, the other nigga.
But Willie Fool was the nigga. Right. He the one who jumped the whole sit on. And everybody had to go through him to actually get his shit.
Brother, Atlanta music scene is crazy, but it ain't a lot of R&B in the scene. What is going on with the R&B game, Fly?
Shit, Jack Queen, you know, he the nigga who had it down for the city when it come to R&B for a long time. What you think the problem is?
I don't know. Don't nobody want to sing. Everybody want to rap.
Schooler was singing.
Schooler was singing. But Schooler singing, it was like his own style. It wasn't like the traditional type
R&B
of
R&B facts. Like that street, you was used to. Street swag.
He kind of remind me like a new version of like CeeLo Green. Cause you know, like he don't just be singing shit. Like he got, it's a lot of passion. It's like you feel a lot of aggression, and a lot of shit. Yeah, it's like he's saying more with just nigga, I'm singing. Like nigga, I'm really singing this shit.
You was like more so like R&B melody, harmonizing, really giving them folk that business.
Yeah, we did a record together. We never dropped it though. It was Schooly record. We did it probably like 2000. We did this shit probably like 2013. We just got out of high school.
That shit still hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Course. One thing about a lot of shit, that shit don't ever age.
Bro, how you start singing?
I started singing because I wanted to rap like everybody else's shit.
What was your rap name?
It was just Lil Kui.
Lil Kui?
Yeah. it was just Lil Kui. I had the cash, money, chain, all the shit back then.
Back then?
Yeah, yeah. I bought it from the beauty supply right there next to
Look how you talk that shit in, what?
I swear to God.
That's crazy.
Manifesting, bro.
What was the name of the grocery store back in the day?
Which one? Not the one off Metropolitan?
Nah, I'm talking about this was over here on the south. It was called Damn, what's the name of some
Wayfield?
Wayfield.
Wayfield.
Yeah, when you said South, that's
yeah,
Wayfield.
It was called Wayfield right next to that shit. And I remember I had that. And after that, I started, of course, because I seen Wayne and all them. But then I seen Michael Jackson. And I'm like, damn, he hard.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But he ain't just rap, he's singing.
Hold up, nigga, you seen Lil Wayne before you seen Michael Jackson?
Yeah. You got to think, I'm born in 94.
Damn, we got to get better as black people.
Yeah. I seen Wayne first. You feel
shit.
Me?
And then, we gotta stop right there. I want to just look at the camera and just say, Black America, what the fuck is we doing? So, we losing like recipes like a motherfucker.
Chain you probably feel like you discovered that nigga. Well, y'all gotta check this new nigga
out. I knew Eminem before Tupac.
Oh,
ain't no
shit
way.
The fuck
ain't
up.
No goddamn
that's
way, Fly.
Oh, I'm at this. I know what I'm doing this summer. I'm teaching a course on blackness.
No
starting cap. Right with the music. Sit, bring your ass in and shut the fuck up.
Y'all went from Michael Jackson, Eminem, Tupac.
That's a hell of a... Whoa, that's fucked up.
I went
up.
From Wayne, Mike, Tupac.
Ooh. I went from Michael Jackson, motherfucker, singing ABC.
What's the first Michael Jackson song you heard?
I Want You Back.
Okay. At least they gave you a classic off the top.
Yeah.
Shit.
I had Child Mike.
Yeah, that was Child Mike.
But I'm talking about, like, Fever Child Mike. Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had that one.
That was me.
Y'all niggas didn't watch Free Willy growing up?
Man, I'm listening to Santa Claus Coming to Town in May.
Oh, what's Free Willy?
Free Willy? Oh, shit.
It had a hair. Santa Claus.
He said, what Free Willy?
How'd that go?
You ain't never seen Free Willy?
Oh, man, we got so much shit to catch. See, that's the problem with you see the generational gap. They don't have no fucking idea what was going on before they was born. Let Uncle Los tell you what Free Willy is.
Exactly.
It was this white boy.
Uncle Los.
Broke as a motherfucker. He was poor.
No.
And they made a movie about a poor white person. They don't do that shit no more.
Free Willy the whale.
Listen, so Free Willy, this white boy, fucked around and adopted a whale. In some kind of way, the whale knew that he belonged to the little white boy. So the little white boy went on a mission to free Willy. Willy had got capped. They like, he got caught and they was making the nigga perform for fish and shit, and it just made the white boy real sad. Some kind of way, that white boy got in contact with some Michael Jackson music. Next thing you know, goddamn, Willy is free, and he done jumped over the white boy head in slow mo. It was beautiful.
And Willy a whale.
Willy's a motherfucking whale, a killer whale at that.
So the nigga went back to the wild to kill.
He did it because he was free. It's really the animal version of Green Mile. If you ever seen Green Mile, what it is.
It's a big name.
Yes.
I didn't too.
I ain't seen that.
You ain't seen Green Mile?
Bro, you been locked up.
Nah.
You ain't seen shit.
Wait, what the hell you been?
I just ain't never.
No wonder you were so good at shit.
When I was watching movies and shit, I wouldn't watch shit like that.
Green Mile?
Nah.
You gotta see that.
What's your favorite movie, bro?
My favorite movie, The Wood.
You let that nigga Terry ball.
That shit crazy.
That's your favorite?
The Wood, yeah, that was
that's your favorite.
The Wood, yeah.
Yeah, I thought Wedding. Money Talk.
Yeah, that's a good one. But, it's The Wood, then Friday.
I mean, everybody got Friday.
Friday got it, yeah.
Man. All the Nights?
Nah.
What?
You don't fuck with Harlem Nights?
Life?
Probably, I don't think I ever seen Harlem Nights.
I don't want life on goddamn day.
I don't think I ever seen it.
Yo, that's one of the funniest movies they ever made.
New York City.
I just seen New Jay City.
Show that big son bitch how y'all does it in Harlem now, bro.
I don't know that.
Damn, not his ass.
I don't know none of that.
What? Life?
Life?
Oh, no, life, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know life. I watched the shit about a million times.
But well, then they crawl that gut line. They got tired of it. Nigga, go home that week. I can't go home. I can't go home. You gotta go home that week. My mama can't see me like this.
Miss Kelly!
Miss Kelly. And they ran in.
Hey, the best acting in that whole movie was done by Bernie Mac after the nigga shot Miss
Kelly. Snatched the way. And he got him out. That nigga was slow, no more one. Well, y'all nigga is so good, bro.
And told that nigga back. Your mama gonna be happy to see you any kind of way, man. You chill.
And then ran that nigga ran out of it. Hey, what wrong with you, man? You better go home. Go home. My mama ain't gonna like, she don't like me like this no more.
That shit probably was different then in them 30s.
It was what? Yeah,
that sounds good.
Boy, you go home like that.
Hey, he might have had every reason to cross that goddamn gun. Yeah. That nigga granddaddy told him before he left, don't bring your sweet ass back. And your name ain't Jackson no goddamn more either. I'm gonna kill you dead. That's how you know old nigga serious, bro. When a nigga say I'm gonna kill you dead,
nigga, that's what's gonna happen once you die. Man, you stupid, bro.
Turn this shit up to another level. Welcome back to the 85 okay. South Show. Hell yeah, voted the number one show amongst people who use wash rags.
With the ridges on them? Cause you know,
you ever fucked
dishes.
Up and took a shower with a dish rag?
I do that all the time. They get the dirt off you.
Never that shit don't hold the water.
Well,
listen,
you
can't. You
be like, ooh,
the ridges,
boy. No, I'm clean.
That's fucked up.
Y'all don't think that?
Nah, because one time I fucked around and tried to hit the nuts with the dish. I was like, no, what the fuck? I thought,
shit, Brillo pad
what?
Hard.
I'm going to rip my sack.
No. You can't use the sponge.
Oh, that shit loofah. What it called?
Is it called a loofah?
Yeah, something like that.
I always call it a
sponge. I met the African girl. She got this body sponge. It changed your whole... I put y'all on, man.
Don't care.
Yeah, real shit.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet, and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough. But these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
June 10th.
Where we going?
Chesapeake Employers Insurance Arena. Man, nigga must have just bought that.
That shit sound like a defect building, man.
Hell yeah. In Baltimore, and that's in Baltimore too. That's on the avenue.
Insurance?
Chesapeake Insurance. What else is it?
Arena.
Chesapeake Insurance. I left the word out, but
they got three bins in one bill.
Buy one ticket. Buy two tickets.
You buy how many?
Two.
And get some insurance while you at it, cause y'all ain't got no life insurance.
Get a few tickets. And we gonna be selling hot dogs.
That's how they say it.
Hot dogs on the avenue. You dig it? Once you buy a few tickets.
Uh-huh. You gonna get some
hot dogs.
And some insurance, bitch.
And some insurance. Chesapeake Insurance Arena, Baltimore.
Yes,
June
sir.
10th.
I can't wait
for Baltimore.
I know I don't take no mail like them crackers do. I ain't just soap. I gotta have a rag under my shit.
Why, you sweat?
Nah, just that. Somebody else might want to use the soap. You don't put it all on your neck.
I mean, shit, that's the
y'all, at your house, y'all only got one soap.
I'm saying.
What you be saying some weird shit?
I mean, I come from we use the same soap.
Yeah, y'all got one soap?
Huh?
Y'all got one soap?
You just have everybody have a soap.
That's how I'm living.
I grew up with everybody using soap.
I grew up
with everybody using
soap.
I grew up with everybody
using soap.
Everybody
use
the same water.
Yeah, I went second all the time.
Huh?
Yeah. The first one ain't taking no bad. I went second.
My nigga, you be using this show as therapy, though.
I do.
Tell the truth.
I do.
Because he be saying some shit and just act like it's normal.
Make a nigga have to think about it.
I was glad my sister got the hell on.
So fly. If somebody take a bath too long, the water might be cold on you.
Yeah, and my mom make you get in.
That's some bullshit.
What?
Nah, get in. Yeah, though.
Get in! You like, man.
Hey, man.
This shit cold as fuck.
Gotta say that water. Say that hot water.
So it went no rotation. It did one good run.
Cause we went up with two kids, me and my sister.
But so there's not enough people for y'all to have to be sharing no fucking water. Ain't but two kids.
I never get first. I gotta go swim.
Man, bullshit. You bullshit. That, y'all had enough water for two kids.
Or you just do it like shit. Me and my sister used to have to take it out together when we were kids.
We did that too?
Yeah,
we did. Until it was my turn to go second.
But how old do it stop?
I knew it needed to stop when I asked my mom what the fuck that was. She got, I said, what that is?
He said he got it stuck.
Why is a lot of hair down there, mom? She like, yeah,
man, that's a hole, man.
You see, you should have just left that shit alone. You made him keep going.
That was the key. My mom was like, yeah, it's time for you to go. I'm like, what the fuck you keep putting me in, though? grandpa.
Hey, when you look up and see Sun Shining,
yeah. I'm shit over here. What you doing?
They yeah. laughing, but this is going to sound like trauma on the internet.
Yeah, trauma. That's why I love our show. We in therapy. Bro, that way when I grew up, I'd be like, bro, it's a lot of shit. I was like, yo, that's not normal.
That nigga said, yo.
No cap. Man, I used to thought rice came from pigs.
What? That ain't normal.
Somebody told me and I ran with it.
Damn. Bro, you really think you know somebody?
That's why I love to learn, because I realized a lot of the shit motherfucker told me was bullshit.
Nigga, if you believe some shit like that, it's going to be easy to impress you.
I was a kid. Oh. You could have came up and said anything. A clown is coming to your birthday party. I'm saying that shit for 3 years straight.
What did that
I don't fucking know. A clown coming to my birthday party. I don't know when somebody told me, but he coming.
I remember one time I had a birthday party in the project. All the drug dealers came, gave everybody $5. I was a legend. It was the best birthday party ever.
That lit.
Everybody had a little $5. We all, it was a picture somewhere. Everybody at the birthday party holding up a $5.
For real?
Shit, gangster.
When I threw a party, nobody come.
Damn.
I said, I'm a bad party promoter. I ain't doing that shit. I tried one time to see if I was a party nigga. I was like, nah, I ain't no party nigga.
Damn.
This is what we need. You know, we need platforms where like, black men can discuss shit like this. Because there's a lot of motherfucking podcasts out right now. Niggas is out here giving other niggas terrible relationship advice. Have you seen this shit?
Why you stupid here?
He laughing, but he hurt.
Ain't nobody come.
That's trauma.
Yeah, I thought he was going to show
up.
How are you up, Fly?
I'm about 12.
Did nobody come to the nigga party?
You like, we're about 4 of them, but we end up looking like the kids from recess. I was like, but y'all my friends for real. That when I knew I wasn't no party nigga, bro.
Yeah,
I said, niggas fuck with me, but they ain't trying to fuck with me like outside.
Yeah. Man, that nigga cool in school. I ain't going to your bar.
I ain't just pulling up.
You jealous? Think I'm going to your bar.
Nigga, I got
you my class homeboy, nigga.
My school friend.
Yeah, you school partner, nigga.
Fuck with you outside of school.
I ride the bus to go out.
School partner, different for outside partner.
He think I'm coming to him.
Hey, that nigga was at home writing the list. He not coming, he nigga, coming.
Nigga, I put it on flyers. I passed him around the whole school.
Get it out, man.
Well, I passed out like 400 times.
I know that hurt.
Nigga, I went from every grade now. 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. I passed out. Everybody told me they were coming. That's what sold it.
Was it bad?
It was like a Party X type party. Everybody was like, ooh, I'm coming. I think it was last notice. What I did was, I did it the day before, but I told them on the back, I need an adult per every 4 people. Cause it was at Dave and Buster. I think I gave too many rooms. It was too.
Yeah, but I'm kidding, like, one adult.
Like, you just walking around and motherfuckers seeing if they done shows up yet. Maybe they went straight to the bumper car.
It went up with 4 people.
Damn.
He hurt. Told you.
But that shit was too funny, bro.
Why? Recover the next year or what?
Oh, I said, fuck parties. I'm just gonna be the cool nigga who just don't throw parties. Because I'm finna lose my coolness if I try to throw another party. It's gonna be a rap. Nigga, I'm like, gotta why pull up. Are you trying to throw parties, buddy?
Just go to they shit.
Yeah, just go to they shit to be the cool nigga.
Pop your shit.
I tried to over-popularize myself.
Yeah, you spread yourself way too thin.
No, sir. You stupid, bro.
He threw a party since then, bro. What your birthday?
Hey, man. Whoever didn't show up at my partner's 12th
fuck
birthday
all
party,
niggas,
man.
Fuck all them niggas. Nigga, we up.
They watching the show now. They
nigga, they coming to the show, so they still coming to the party.
Oh, man.
No cap.
Bro, what's the new single off the new album, my nigga?
When You Bad Like That right now. That's the one with Future.
Why you picked that one?
Shit, really? I don't know, probably because it had Pluto on it, honestly. And it's just a feel-good record. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it just feel like that. Like, it feel like right now. Feel good. I don't know. I got another one we might go with too. We got a video for that now too. So it just all made sense. Like right now. Do the one with Future executive producer. It feel good. It feel like some new Jacquees, you know, but it feel familiar, but it just feel like something we need right now, R&B.
Man, take us back. I wanna know, like you said, you were rapping
How did Jacquees
not find, seriously though.
Well, I know. Well, how did Jacquees say, you know what, I'm a trans? Because that's a big transition to say, all right, fuck rap. Because I remember when I just had to literally not say fuck rap, but I was like, you know
but
what?
I was just a nigga rapping in the neighborhood.
R&B is better.
I had never seen a microphone or none of that shit.
Right.
I was just in the neighborhood with my niggas. Like, we had a song we used to sing and shit.
So we had backup niggas early.
Yeah, this was right over here. I stay in a neighborhood called Catherine Valley over here. I thought I was a fucking rapper.
Right.
Then I just seen Michael Jackson, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he look like me. Like, let me see what he doing. I heard him sing. I'm like, yeah, instantly.
Doing too.
You do me. I'm like, I seen what the fuck Michael Jackson you see?
I seen the kid Mike before the other Mike Ferguson. I seen the little one first.
When you, the year you, Mike was already white by then.
See, I ain't see that yet. I seen the kid.
White.
Then I seen the adult. Oh. See, I saw the movie first too.
Which one?
The American Dream.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so he thought Jason Weaver was Michael Jackson.
Low key.
Shout out to Jason Weaver. Yeah. He was just up here.
Yeah, damn near. Damn near thought he was Mike.
Oh, this nigga legend is on right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
No, he played the hell out of Mike. Bro, you know how fucking cold you gotta be for Michael Jackson to pick you to play the dark skin him?
Right. Oh, Mike picked the characters?
Yeah.
Oh,
I ain't know that.
His folks picked
Mike. Mike mama picked him.
Oh, yeah, that's all. She picked the right one, though. That shit was hard. He sold that shit.
Yeah.
He sold that shit.
So after that, how it started, okay?
After that, then I got in the talent show. We moved to Decatur. From on this side, we moved to Decatur. I got in a talent show at my elementary school and won. Once I won, it was just like, I won every year. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Right. Then I stopped doing it. And it was just, I got in the...
Niggas knew they wouldn't beat you.
Yeah, I got in the theater, all type of shit. I just started taking this shit for real. Like, after I was nine, then I got my mama behind me. My mama always supported me.
You started taking this shit serious when you were nine?
Yeah, once I was nine, then...
Well, this nigga here,
nigga been doing them shit now.
Yeah, then after that, it just became like, oh, Jacquees the singer. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the Buddy Hussein. Like, you got to think, my boy right there, Egg, in the brown hoodie, he done knew me since day one with this singing shit. Like, I came to day school. They had to wear uniforms, all type of shit. Like, I was like, yeah, I ain't wearing no uniform. I ain't doing none of this shit. I'm going to be a singer, but I'm going to do all my work and shit. Like, boom, boom. That's just
how I went. Wearing your regular clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Principal, let me do that shit. The teachers, everybody.
And while everybody else wear uniform, you in regular clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Singing to the hole.
Exactly.
God damn it.
That shit worked,
that
bro.
Shit,
I ain't. But you gotta think, the kids didn't even feel no type of way for real. Like, they used to say shit, but they ain't used to take it against me. They was like, well, shit, Jacquees, he cool, he be singing, then he dressed good, shit, fuck it. He our friend too, fuck it. And they just started supporting that shit.
You just ain't never throw no party.
Shit. I threw a party.
You threw a party?
When I turned 16.
Oh, see, I was no already at the party game.
My shit was lit.
He popped it up.
I was at the party game out there. 16.
Yeah, I turned 16. I ain't throw no house parties and shit, because I ain't used to want everybody to be in my spot.
Facts.
I used to go to everybody's shit, though. I used to be in everybody's hood, every party. Niggas know, like, from 06, 08, 09, 05, all this shit. Yeah, nigga know I'm all up and down the east side, everywhere. And I just started taking it serious. Like what I say, like where I'm from, everybody just supported.
Right.
Like it was niggas that was coming before us, like Travis Porter. Like they was from my side. Like they was coming up. They was coming get their hair cut in the barbershop and shit. I was there when they had their first mixtape, the Black Boy, White Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was there the day Quez them came in that bitch passing them out. You know what I'm saying? And telling them like, man, I'm a scene too. So when I dropped my first shit, they jumped on mine.
Right.
I used to be in a fire drill at Towers, come out. See them niggas cross the street, because one of them boys' grandma stayed across the street from Towers. So we see them niggas like, boy, they go Travis Porter, boy. You feel me? Like, well, we gotta get our shit together. Like, these niggas right here.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? These niggas from here. That shit was inspiration. Just seeing them boys. And there was other people used to come to the barbershop. Like, niggas like J Money used to pull up. But you know, seeing J Money when you're young. Yeah, I was in that video. I was in a...
What song?
Yeah, I was in Fernay Lane.
For real?
Yeah, I'm in that video.
Oh, I gotta go see.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna listen to this.
That nigga come through and push us with the books and shit.
Oh, for real? Okay, yeah, I gotta go check it out.
Man, I'm supposed to be in that video.
It was down there. It was down there at Morris Brown College.
How we play? What? Atlanta had a mecca, but we wasn't fucking with nobody else. I don't give a fuck where you from. We played straight Atlanta shit.
Yeah, that shit was going
for like good 18 years.
That's all you want to hear in the club.
Then I was starting to get the producers to fuck with me. That's what it was too. was getting the DJs to fuck with me. All the hood rich DJs, like right. DJ Spins. Right.
DJ Scream.
I had DJ
Scream
like,
all niggas.
With the media spin, like the media platforms and shit.
Yeah,
like
I remember when we was pulling up on DJ Scream and nigga ain't know who I was, like giving me a hard time. You feel me? Like a super hard time in that bitch. Like, just imagine you in there with all these niggas, they on some straight gangster shit. You a young nigga, you just a young nigga. Right. Like, you from the same shit, but you the baby. Then nigga like, hey man, what you do? You know, introduce yourself. You like, shit, I'm Jacquees. Who I'm looking for the name? Like, that's it. That's how I used to be like, keep talking. I used to say so short and sweet if you want to get out of there and just sit in my own spot. I used to always just wait my turn, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was tough though, like, you know, being around all that shit and just still remaining who you is and shit.
Facts.
Yeah, because you got to think, before I was with Cash Money, I was with Block. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? With Block and all them niggas over there with Jody, Gorilla Zoe, all that. Mm-hmm. Went
Big
through that.
Big Block, Eastside, shit, rap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was with them with all that shit. Fucking with Fly, with T.I.G.
Right.
I've been through a lot of the loops in Atlanta. You know, I was fucking with other people like Chef Harper, who got Toast. He had some shit going. After I left Block, I went over there with him and his mans. We was trying to get some shit going. So it's been a whole bunch of shit, bro. Like, to get the Cash Money, to get to where I am now, shit been crazy.
Rich gang.
Going crazy. So, how do you remain? Because I see, like, you, I watched the journey.
Yeah, hey, you were there.
I was there.
You got to think, when I dropped my first shit I sold, it was called 19. I did the release at Clark Atlanta. This nigga was there. I had just started seeing, bro, because his videos were starting to go up on the internet. And I seen, bro, I'm like, damn, this nigga here. I'm like, hey, bro, appreciate you coming.
What'd you say?
I'm like, bro, you got to buy my shit. He like, well, I ain't got no motherfucking money, nigga. I remember that shit. I was like, damn,
I was like, that was about nine years ago.
No cap.
Real time, I was 19, bro. I wasn't even 21. Couldn't even drink legally. Like,
nigga, I remember watching him coming on the college campus, and the bitch is going crazy. It's like a pack.
Why you changing from girls to bitches?
You had to think about that.
These wasn't girls, man.
They trying to better their life. The young ladies, man, they were going dumb. They were going dumb, bro. He was some good girls. I'm just saying that. Some nasty bitches at night. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Good girls in the daytime, but nasty bitches at night. Straight up. But that moment, damn, bro, this nigga going in, like, cause you gotta understand, the young superstar.
If you always had some type of stardom when you were young, you always thought you was Michael Jackson, goddamn Orlando Brown, cause he was our kid star back in the day. Like, any kid star? You stupid, bro.
Real talk, though.
But it was like, you was still a kid.
Yeah.
So I was just like, damn, bro, he got that shit early. You know, when you're supposed to get fame, you quote unquote be grown already, 20s and 30s. No,
that's
nigga,
the illusion of it.
I know, but when you bow out, Romeo, when these niggas famous at 16, 17, nigga, you really adult. You can tell an adult what to do for real. But it was just like watching my boy do that shit at an early age. That shit was always fascinating, bro.
Yeah.
Like, no cap. That shit was like, what are you gonna bow out shit? Michael Jackson shit, real, nigga.
Y'all real ghetto legend.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man.
Your family knew you could sing before you got damn started, like before you even made the transition, because you said you started try to rap first.
Yeah.
But your family, they ain't ever like, well, you can sing your ass off.
Hell yeah. You got to think, like, even before, like, I was singing, it was always like, he could do something. Like, I used to bet my partners, like, bro, I bet we go in the store, I bet somebody know who I am. Like, I'm like, bro, I bet 10 somebody know who I am. We walk in Kroger. And then you'll come down the street, like, they'll be like, damn, you Jacquees, ain't like, you can sing and shit, right? And my crib and shit, I got a big sister, her name Rizzy, so she was with the older kids and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, older dudes she's talked to might have come in the house and be like, wait, little brother hard, because them niggas will see me outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nah, Quee hard. I seen him singing in front of the barbershop. Like, those niggas fight for real.
Nigga, you want to sing that sing everywhere.
That's how I got found. I was singing in front of Kroger on Wesley Chapel. A nigga seen me, and he was like, man, I'm going to put you with somebody, bro. I was just out there singing by the payphone and shit, just out there singing. He was like, bro, I'm gonna put you somebody.
Just cause, nigga?
Just cause. I was just the singer in the neighborhood. And I knew I could blow. So I'm just like,
so you was like, hold on, so you were like shit. A walking juke joint, like, just, it don't matter where you
nigga,
was.
Nigga, I was the nigga, I used to go in the beauty salon with the hat.
Really like, asking for tips?
Hell yeah, getting them.
Hey, why the fuck I ain't do that?
What was your go-to song, though?
I Want You Back. Okay. When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around.
Take that boy good.
Take your hat off.
That boy good.
Hey,
I got no money on.
Hey,
this
ain't name well, your man.
Come anytime you over this way, stop through here, man. We got some money.
And women love that type of shit.
That's how that shit went. And they watched me grow up, too, so it's like, it went from like, I was doing that shit, singing. That was my boy Sid. Shout out to Sid. That was his shop. I forgot the name of my thing called Beauty Effects or some shit. My boy Rick, OG of the Barbershop, took me down there the first time to do it. But I started getting confident going down there by myself. And when I met this guy named Exquisite, he introduced me to this guy named Dex Lee. When I, like I said, I was out there singing. He like, man, I'm going to introduce you to somebody. He took me to meet this guy named Dex. And this back in the day, like when you would do three songs on a CD, like the demo. And
clean, dirty, and just nothing.
Yeah, so boom. I had a partner named Joe in the neighborhood. I'm like, Joe, bro, I done found a studio. You feel me? Like, bro, you gotta come with me. Like, these folks finna goddamn do something.
Yeah.
I seen him in the bar show, so he like, bet I got this song called Girl in My Life. He started singing it. I'm like, oh, I gotta get on it. You feel me? We gotta put this shit on the demo I'ma do. You feel me? So I remember I went home and we had these little books. You remember the books we would get in school, like little workbooks, but in the back you got some, not allowed. I'm talking about the workbooks.
Right.
But in the back you got like two, three sheets that ain't got shit on it.
Right, right.
I mean, I wrote my lyrics on the back of that. I remember I was in the bathroom just writing my shit up there where my mama room was at, just writing that shit. Went to the studio and recorded that shit. I was trying to put everybody on. Took my other partner from school named D. I'm like, D, come with us. You gonna rap on that bit. Cause he was trying to be a rapper. Nigga, we in the eighth grade.
Right.
I'm like, come to the studio. I remember I picked this nigga up from right across the street from Primetime. Y'all been on the east side before. He stayed in an apartment across the street from Primetime. Picked, bro. We all in the car going to the studio. I think my mama taking us on the shit.
Right.
I'm like, bro, we gonna go in and kill this shit. Joe go in there and kill that shit. I go in there and kill that shit.
Right.
My nigga D get on there and choke. I'm like,
no.
My nigga choke or whatever. So my boy Exquisite, who introduced me to all this shit, he like, little bro, I be rapping. I get on that bit with y'all just because you want to rap on it.
Right.
Got on that bit, printed the CDs, start putting that bitch out. Girl in My Life became like a song in my neighborhood that was just like big as fuck. Like, you know, like when MySpace was going on,
right. That
shit was big. Like, nigga, I'm talking about big where I can go somewhere and sing that shit. Everybody will start singing that
shit.
I'm starting to do that shit. And that just went to something else. Dex introduced me to a guy named Orlando. Orlando's still on my team today. Orlando, we was doing our thing. He took me to meet Block. And from there, the whole shit just
went up.
Went up, but it started right there on Wesley Chapel, just singing in Kroger Park, singing in Kroger Plaza.
Everybody ever just be like, hey, little bro, not today. Fuck with you. Not today. Come back tomorrow.
Ain't time, no lie. Time.
I used to get some of that.
Hey, what bullshit going on right now, little bro?
It's raining.
Hey, little bro, no disrespect. We gambling right now.
Well, not today. Good, crazy.
I'm playing a little bro. I'm playing five.
Gambling, bro. Don't come back today, bro. We smoking and gambling and everything. You got a future.
But see, I was back there doing that shit. We were doing that. That was so hard. Nigga might be gambling and nigga be like, who hit that shit? And I just hit that bit. You hit
me. Hold on. You owe me some money. But tell me why you owe me some money. Because I seen that. I said. One more. Your one was a nine.
Hey!
That shit make you mad as hell. You losing a nigga start singing. Hey, bro, you gotta shut the fuck up.
Oh, he taking your money.
Tell him bit back to sing it.
Bet your money back.
That's what we used to do though. Gamble, sing.
I hate to be losing to a nigga that can
sing. That's it, what?
Hey.
What? Niggas used to hate that shit,
boy. I used to not take a nigga money, but I would play it though. Ooh, that boy mad at me.
See, I ain't even do nigga like that. I just take money and just don't even. But my boy be like, quit that bit. I remember sitting out there just.
All the way at your element.
Yeah, see,
I'm trying to get you all the way out. Because I know if you got a roll, I got to get you all the way distracted so you can't get hot. That's hilarious.
Man, that's an amazing story, though, bro. It's just inspiring. Just, you know what I mean?
Ain't no excuse for nobody.
Ain't no excuse, brother. Yeah, like, the determination. Nigga just got a regular rotation. Go hit the barber shop, hit the beauty supply store, right. Then hit the goddamn Kroger. You know
nigga
what I mean?
Nigga like, don't know the grind, don't know the backstory. Shit, man, I didn't make a nigga appreciate saying. The music more like
nigga, you know, make nigga, a grind. Nigga, you don't got a grind.
Nigga, that Wayfield singing every day.
Make a grind.
Make a grind.
Make a grind. Like
create that. Some shit, nigga. You know you can do, nigga.
But have the talent. Don't just go out there and be having your
them
head.
Niggas be out there.
Yeah, them niggas just take their head off. Like, nigga, you ain't Jacquees, nigga. Hey, it's a nigga wife like, yeah, Jacquees did. I'ma try. Hey, no. Man,
think all the homeless niggas out there that sound just like Michael Jackson. That was like, nigga, you think you gonna make it? Watch this. And I'm homeless, nigga.
You stayed down, cause look, I saw the grind like.
That's crazy.
I used to see when I knew I was like, okay, when you linked up with Joe DeBreeze, yeah. I said, ooh, you know, I said all that shit. I was like, ooh, this boy going crazy. Then I saw you doing a little song with Chris Breezy. Yeah. I said, ooh, you the boy linked up with Chris Breezy, and then you just start venturing off, doing your own shit, and it was like, all right,
he gone.
He don't need to do all the other shit. Yeah. Like they know his name now. He up out of here. That. But how it was working with like nigga like Jody and Chris Breezy?
Shit, well, Jody was fire. I remember being in the studio with Tomcat over there at the Block NT studio.
Right.
I remember sitting in there with Tom, because Tom was my boy, he's still my boy. I'm like 15. I remember Jody came in and he like, hey, little player. He like, I be seeing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Everything you're doing. He like, but when I get with you, I'm going to give you something you're going to be able to take with you. You know what I'm saying? He like, when I got done, put you on the song or something. This shit, you gonna be able to carry this shit with you. Like, this ain't gonna be no shit that's just for now. This shit gonna be forever.
Right.
So I remember he was working on Deuces. Jody was working on the Deuces, the Chris Brown remix, and I just walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out like, bro, you gotta put me on that. You know, I love Chris Brown, bro. Right. Like, you gotta put me on this shit. I'm feeling like, nigga, don't try to leave me out.
Right, you feel me?
Like, this my shot. So he was like, I'll put you on the player. That's what he's always calling me, little player. If I put you on the little player. So goddamn, he put me on it immediately. We shot the video the same night because our boy was just trying to shoot videos. So he had the camera. Yeah, he like, shit, I'm going to shoot the video right now. Tom, same nigga, was the engineer. Tom was like, I'm going to shoot the video. Shot the video. Me and Jody put that shit out. Next thing you know, they start playing this shit on V103 and shit. We'll be in the car and shit. Jody be like, we'll be in the studio outside. You know how you had a car crunk up, just still listen to the radio. This when niggas used to really play the radio and shit. That shit will come on, you feel me? And they be like, what? Like, boy, that shit on the radio, but we ain't tell nobody to do that shit.
Right.
Nigga, I remember being in school, Wanda Smith called me, nigga, I swear. I was in lunch. This back when you could have your phones in school.
Right.
I remember my phone ringing. I'm like, damn, Wanda Smith called me. I'm in the 10th grade. I'm like, I put my head on the chick, because I'm like, I got to pick the shit up.
Right.
She like, hey, boy, you heard that thing on the radio this morning? I'm like, what? She like, that deuce. I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, I did. Because we used to listen to V103 on the way to school.
Right.
I heard, I was like, hey, I heard it. She was like, man, we going to keep playing it. V103 ended up just blowing the shit up. Then after that, I started getting little shows and shit.
Facts.
Like, just little shit, like, probably like $500 and some shit like that. Got them going to these little countries and shit, but people would be like, well, I know you from that Jody Breeze shit. Like, I know you from that. And right. That shit just started growing. And then, you know, when I got with Chris out of high school, I made a song called Girls Love Rihanna. I had remixed Drake's Girl Love Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris had heard it. I got a phone call. I was in the studio. This one I was still fucking with Fly at TIG. I'm on Metropolitan. I get a call. Somebody like, shit, Chris Brown, I'm on the phone. I'm like, shit, y'all nigga lying.
Right.
You feel me? I'm like, y'all nigga lying, bro. You feel me? Yeah. So I get on the phone, and then it's Hood. Hoodie like, hey, shit, because I had seen him at Luda Day.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? He like, hey, I just heard that Girls Love Rihanna. Shit, Chris like it. We going to bring you to L.A., and you gonna write some records for Chris. It was supposed to be like, I'm gonna write some shit for Chris Brown.
Right.
I'm like, all right, bet. They was like, Chris wanna talk to you right quick. I'm like, bet. I mean, he got on the phone, he was like, hey, what up, little bro? I'm like, oh shit, Chris Brown, cause you know, I know his voice.
Right.
I'm like, oh shit, you hear me? I'm like, oh shit.
Go, hello.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, what's up, bro? I told a nigga, take a picture immediately. I'm like, take a picture, bro. Me and my cousin right on the phone, like, take a picture. I still got a picture. I'm talking, bro. He like, yeah, bro, we gonna bring you out here to LA. Goddamn, you out of school, right? I'm like, hell yeah, I just graduated and shit. You feel me? He like, all right, shit, well, we gonna get the information. Hood gonna get with your mom and them, and you feel me, we gonna get you out here. Flew me out there, bro. I remember the first day I flew to L.A. I flew by myself, too. I remember I went and bought the L.A. t-shirt, the fucking overalls, right. The fucking snapback.
Right,
you feel me?
Over L.A.
You feel me? I went and bought all that shit.
Now I had on them fucking, I had on them Reebok Shaqs, the ones, the black and white ones, the hard ones, not the, you know what I'm talking about? So I remember I, nah, not the Walmart jump. Nigga, I remember I'm at the airport.
Like, Shaq.
Now, you know which ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, the hard.
Like, yeah.
Shaq had a
two,
them other ones.
Yeah. Shaq had a collaboration.
When you were Reebok.
Them black and white Reeboks. Them bitches were hard.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
So I remember, nigga, I'm in LAX, waiting for them boys to come get me. So I probably stay in the airport like 3 hours, but these niggas ain't picking up the phone either. So I'm like, damn, man, these niggas, it was too good to be true. That's what I'm telling myself. I'm like, too good to be true. I remember I walked to buy me a charge in the airport. Then boom, Hood called me like, hey, we outside. Went outside, got in the car. They picked me up in a Range Rover. It was him and G-Rob, Chris Cousin. And I remember he was like, this Chris Cousin, I knew it was his cousin because he looked just like him. He was like, man, we're going to take you to the house. Chris at the house, he got studio tonight, but we're going to bring you with us. I told you the L.A. traffic crazy. That's why it took us a long time. Pulled up to the crib. All Chris cars was just fucking
on the street. So I knew I was at his crib.
Right.
I remember I get out the car. The nigga in the fucking garage. So I'm thinking, like, you know, I don't know. You know, this.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, I'm just pacing myself. You feel me?
So, yeah, I don't want to overdo nothing. I'm keeping it real. I ain't trying to do nothing. So right. I pull up with Hood and shit. So shit, everybody like, shit, what's up, little bro? Then Chris turned around. He like, oh shit, what's up, Jacquees? Then he went back doing the shit. I was like, oh shit, that nigga know me for real. I remember I hit the group message like, bro, this nigga Chris Brown know me, bro.
You feel me?
I'm like, this nigga know who I am, bro. You feel me? And I remember that same night we went to go edit him and Nicki Minaj video. They had a song. And I remember just the next day we got in the studio and Hood was telling me like, now when we in the studio, he was like, go push the button. He like, when that nigga go in the booth, push the button and tell the nigga to do something. I'm like, bro, I can't tell Chris Brown what to do, bro.
So they training you.
Like, right? I'm like, I can't tell the nigga what to do. So he like, bro, tell that nigga something. Goddamn, that's why you came out here.
Right.
So I'm like, I got enough balls to get up and do it. I just fucked around and stood up and like, choop. I like, bro, say this. Goddamn, I gave him a run. He like, oh, that's your heart. I bet. I like, oh shit, I need to say this shit. He like, tell him to say something else. I was like, hey, bro, say this. Goddamn, woo, goddamn. He was like, oh, that's hard as fuck. You feel me? Then the next thing, I was like, hey, bro. Then he was like, bro, you know what, bro? He like, bro, I'm gonna just put you on it. You feel me? Then he said my name. Goddamn, I'm like, baby, I need Jacquees. I was looking at Hood like, bro, that nigga done said my name in a song. Then next thing you know, we get on the song, then we drop it on my 19 project. And we really had finesse somewhere. It was like Chris Brown was supposed to be like the executive producer, but I was telling him like, bro, let me put your name on my project I'm finna drop to just make it look crazy. We had done formed a relationship so quick that he was just like, bet, look, bro, whatever you wanna do. You know, I'm staying at the crib with him.
Right.
You gotta think, I'm 18, like fresh off being the biggest Chris Brown fan in the hood.
Right.
Straight to in the crib with him.
Straight to
going on TMZ in the car with him, straight to flying to Houston, flying to Hawaii, private jets, goddamn. Niggas showed me so much in the game, like early, before I had a deal, before Cash Money, for all that shit. That's why we so close. Like,
right. That's
like my big brother. Like, you notice, like, whenever they try to get him to say some bullshit about me, the King R&B shit, he always be like, nah, I know what little bro mean. Because right. I came up right under him. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's different. Like, it's a whole different vibe. Like, it's like,
respect both ways.
Yeah, and that's my brother for real.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm talking about, like, around his mama, around his kids.
Right.
Like, nigga, I can knock on Chris Doe now. I ain't even got a call. I'm outside. Oh, shit, your room was stellar, bro. Boom.
Right.
Go in the refrigerator. You big when you can go in the nigga refrigerator.
Right.
Go in the pantry. Goddamn. Do whatever.
He opened the house up to you.
I just text, bro, this shit. Like, bro, we 10 years in. Like, damn, they 10 years already. Like, that shit crazy. Like,
I text that nigga lost that shit the other day.
He responded.
I just said, been 10 years. You ain't been knowing that nigga.
Brother, he said, I ain't respond, but yeah, bro.
Oh, you got that nigga number, son.
I mean,
sit
back, I hate you, bro.
Look, look. This nigga said, I ain't respond, but yeah, bro, that's just
spam what it was. Spam
like
that
nigga.
Now, nigga, low down. You see how you going through the story and you see how people make connections for you? Put you in touch with the right motherfuckers and shit. Believe in you and shit.
Nah, for real.
That nigga, if it was up to him, none of that shit would have happened. He wouldn't have gave you the phone. He can't talk right now.
Left his ass at the airport.
Yeah.
Oh. The trap. Yeah. Left his ass at the airport.
Yeah, let me holler. Nah, let me tell you, bro. You would have still been at Wayfield fucking with that. He wouldn't have plugged you in with no goddamn body.
Yeah,
but nigga, he don't help nobody.
I know that's your first song off the album, but what's your favorite?
You see what I'm saying? He full of shit.
Gotta get him off of. What's your favorite song?
That was a real relationship.
Yeah, shot a real one.
Right.
And my brother.
Yeah. He
not allowed to open niggas' pantries.
Cause he ain't selfish.
For real.
You gotta share.
No cap.
Why they pushing that hard over there with you, bro?
Cause that nigga right there.
He hate that nigga.
He blew.
Man, no, hey, hate is a strong word.
You don't know how to disagree. You ain't here.
Oh.
When you walk out, he's like that fat fucker.
Why you tell
him? I was like, God damn. It was just hurt my heart. Every time you said it, I was like, don't say it to me. Say it to somebody else, man.
Why you tell him?
You like,
why you ain't never told him?
I don't know if nigga hear bad news. But when he tell me, I be like, this the man.
I ain't keep believing that nigga your friend. You don't know how many podcasts the nigga was on. You don't know.
You fat fuck.
Oh, when they asked him about the 85 South.
Nigga, you crazy. I bring like, that shit up.
Bro, right, that nigga said, yeah, them my little homies.
Send me the clip. I ain't gonna believe it till I see the clip.
He said, we his little homies.
Don't go for that.
Damn,
man.
Bro, we your little homies.
Low, you a low down.
I'm telling you to see your ass avoiding them.
Got me choking on the reefer. That's how low down he is, man.
For real, bro.
Yeah. You don't know this nigga,
go ahead and make
but I'm glad you said it the way you said it because he needed to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, from somebody else.
Type shit.
You know what I mean? Just make it full circle, though. It's just watch who you be around. Hey. You can't bring everybody around good shit.
Nah, for sure that.
You done learned that.
Believe it.
But you also a real nigga, like I see you keep niggas who you been with for a long time. Like when you fuck with me and you put me on tour. I said, this nigga got his homeboy on segment on tour. I'm talking about they popping it, like they popping it. They go out there, they popping it. Where it's like now, you are able to control too. What's going on.
Exactly.
You can tell these is real friends. Just when I seen that motherfucker right there, I was like, oh, that's his real partner.
I mean, his real partner.
Yeah,
for sure.
So how did you explain to your day ones, who kind of like in the field that you in, to be like, hold up, I can't do it right now, but when it's time, I got you.
I mean, because you got to think, see, the difference with them, and I respect all my brothers' crafts and shit, everything they do, you know what I'm saying? Because they got dreams and shit, too. But the difference between me and them is this something that I always wanted to do.
Right.
Like, this is what's my plan A, period.
Right.
Like, ever since they knew me, I wanted to be a singer. It wasn't like that nigga wanted to do something else. That nigga wanted to play football and he wanted to sing. You know what I'm saying? The whole time he was playing football, he was singing. So that's the difference. They know, like, Let's push forward to make whatever Quee want to happen come true. And we know if we get Quee the way he need to be there, he gonna pull us up. Cause that's all a nigga ever did. You know what I'm saying?
When did you realize, like you said, that your team believed in you like that to push you to the next level?
My friends, day one. Always supporting everything I did. Like, always there. Like, that's what I mean, back there in the talent show shit. Back there at Luda Day, like, when niggas ain't even moving like that, but your folks rocking, like, you know, just showing that support, wearing the t-shirts, passing this shit out. Like, nigga, I remember when they used to have a Scream tour, I used to be like 16, I used to always want to be on that shit. Like, man, I want to be on that shit. But since they ain't let me on that shit, I'm like, all right, bet. Whenever they come to the Fox, we gonna tag my shit. We gonna tag the Fox with all my mixtape posters. We gonna flood that bitch. Every Mindless Behavior poster you see, man, we snatching that shit. Put Jacquees up there. All that shit.
You taking Mindless Behavior posters down?
We used to just be... Yeah, appreciate it. We just used to be putting our own shit up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not hating on nobody, but trying to make a mark. Like, man, look at this little nigga, though. You feel me? Like, I know these folks on TV and shit, but check out Shouted. Right. We were just trying to make it.
Right. We did that.
We were just trying to make it. Like, you know, coming up, I used to fuck with all them. I still do. But I was just trying to get in. I felt like it was harder for me. Because even the way I used to look back then, people didn't used to accept it. Like,
the R&B single had a certain appearance.
Yeah, this little nigga with dreads, braces.
Right.
Like, who is that? You feel me? Like, they just wouldn't accept it. So I just had to push so hard and fight for who I was so bad. That's why I was like, I used to tell people, like, man, the only niggas I can sign to is Cash Money. You feel me? Because I'm like, I know these niggas ain't going to try to change who I am. Like, I know I ain't going to have to do nothing but just beat me.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Because I just knew I used to just walk around my dog, Orlando, dead guys, like, Dougie, the only niggas we can sign to is Cash Money. Like, that's going to make the most sense. I'm like, I'm a nigga, like, I'm not your average R&B dude. Right. Like, I got, like, I'm cut from a different cloth. Like, I want to be around some shit that represent, like, who I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, if I meet Stunner, I know the nigga gonna sign me if he see me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I used to always tell people, like, that nigga, if I get in front of Birdman, I guarantee I'm gonna get a deal.
I've
been telling niggas that same shit too. And I don't even make music. He just gonna sign me to talk shit with him.
He fought with her too.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, wait, you know that nigga. What?
You know I know.
What?
Why the hell did you get in touch with him though? Like, how did you get in front of Birdman?
Cause see, this back when me and Quan was making a lot of music. So
shout out to Rich Homie.
Yeah, big shout out to Rich Homie. That's my brother. I remember me and Quan had just did a song called Soldier. And I remember we had just shot the video and shit, too, but I'm riding with my manager, Jonathan. I'm like, man, Quan just got with Rich Gang. Like, him and Thug over there, that shit, like, finna go up. Like, I need to get in that shit. I'm like, we just on this level. I'm like, niggas getting signed,
going on TV. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I just met this nigga August on TV. You know, I'm just naming different artists. Like, man, these niggas getting signed, Jonathan, they go on TV. I'm like, bro, we gotta figure something out. So I remember, I'm like, man, call Corey. That's Corey's daddy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, call Corey right quick, bro. Like, goddamn, let's see, like, what he done. Corey didn't pick up for Jonathan. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, give me Corey's number. Like, let me try to call this nigga. I wasn't trying to do it in front of my manager, but I'm like, man, we got to figure something out.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? You know, some people feel disrespected, but I'm telling him in his face, like, bro, we got to do something else.
It's
we
like got to
add something
to
the team.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, I call Corey. He pick up. I'm like, hey, what's up, Corey? I'm like, man, I see what y'all doing over there. I'm like, man, I'm trying to get with Rich Gang.
Right.
I'm trying to get with Birdman. He was like, I'm with Birdman right now. I was like, he was like, send me that song you and Corn just did. I was like, bet. Hung up the phone, I sent him Soldier. He called me back like, hey, didn't y'all just shoot the video? Hey, send me the video. I was like, bet. Third call, Birdman. He was like, hey, nephew, I'm gonna put you down. He was like, yeah, I don't need trip. He was like, I'm gonna put you all the way down. He like, man, I just seen, he was like,
this shit crazy.
He was like, man, I just seen that video with you and the boy. He was like, man, in about 3 days, man, I'm gonna be back down there, man, come fuck with me. I was like, bet. Bro, I swear to God, my eyes slick, got watery as fuck. I was like, bro, I just said that shit, and then I just...
Right.
But that's how I did my whole life, bro. I remember Stunner came down here, and me and Corey went down there. I remember I got on the bus. It was him and Hot Boy. Hot Boy was already in the front. Stunner came from the back. I was sitting, like, right here in the thing. He sat in front of me like Carlos, and he just sat in front of me. He was just looking at me.
Say playboy.
He was looking like that, but he didn't say shit though. But he was looking just like that, doing that shit. Looking just like you, bro, I swear. Then that nigga looked at me low, and that nigga said, oh yeah, we about to do this shit for real. That nigga said, we gonna do this shit for real. That nigga said, bro, I can't believe you still out here, bro. He was like, I can't believe you still out here, bro. Like, he was like, T, I ain't wanna sign you, nigga. Like, I can't believe them niggas ain't sign y'all. Like, geez, ain't sign you. He just couldn't believe, like, none of the other niggas that was doing stuff out here was just letting us run around free out here like that.
Mm-hmm.
He like, bro, I can't believe a nigga ain't signed you, bro. I'll never forget, I was on 85. He was like, nephew, we just gonna pay everybody back with success. He was like, bro, I fuck with you. He was like, I see some shit in you. He was like, see, you got it. He was like, these niggas just can't see it, but you really got it. He was like, we just gonna pay these niggas back with success. We ain't gonna be rude to these niggas. We ain't gonna goddamn get in their way. We ain't gonna do nothing to these niggas. Like, we ain't gonna bad talk these niggas, nothing. We just gonna show them the success, and with the success, niggas gonna be thinking, like, damn. And that's just what we did. Stunner always believed in me, like, always. He was always there, like, always on some shit. Like, you gotta think, Stunner pulled the tour bus up in the hood one day. He done pulled that bitch to my house before. Like, you know what I'm saying? He just done did shit that other niggas ain't did, and just believe me. Like, I always tell people, like, I wouldn't want to be with no other label.
Right.
Just because I know how this shit work. You
right,
know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
It's like...
You done been through too many...
I
weeks.
Just see how this shit work with other people, like my peers. I'm like, nah, I'll stay with us, because right. Our shit more like family. You feel me? It's like, nah, I'm going to drop when I feel like it.
Right, and it's creative control.
Yeah, Stunner ain't never trying to control what I do. He always tell me, like, bro, I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
He always tell me, like, bro, your shit like soul food, bro. Like, niggas need that queer shit. Like the R&B shit you make, bro. He like, this shit like soul food, nigga. This shit ain't like California. This shit ain't like, no disrespect to that, but he like, this shit just like here.
Right,
like,
south.
Yeah, this shit just like feel like some nigga shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it just feel good, like it could cross over. So that's why I always stay
that's
me.
That's how
just,
I feel about this fucking show right here.
This shit feel good, though.
Yeah.
It's some nigga shit, but it could cross over.
It could cross over.
It could cross over. I like the potential in this motherfucker. That's why I look at this shit. Look how Marvin Gaye looking at us. Like, I can't believe you niggas is still out here.
Yeah.
They probably been bought us some money and some liquor. Some Lamborghinis and some bitches.
I talked to a nigga about some liquor, too.
Shit, we'll be drunk as if this motherfucker turned into a whole nother show.
I got Carlo Bernard. I got the niggas making it up.
I'm already, come on now.
No,
you know I'm already in motion.
Say no more.
Yeah, yeah.
So who was your favorite artist that you ever worked with? That you were like.
And who you want to work with?
That too, but it was like, nigga, like you said, the Chris Brown was a moment.
So I can't count, bro.
Cause that trained you, nigga.
Cause that was my favorite.
That trained
nah,
you.
Nah, that don't count. The family right. Don't count. None of the family count.
Well, they kind
of
counted, but they trained you.
Yeah.
For you to be like, nigga, I'm in here working with this nigga.
Oh, yeah. Facts. I learned a lot. But I guess after Chris, I think the next artist that I got in with where I was like, this shit cold, probably Nipsey.
Mm.
Probably Nip.
Gotta tell that story. Rest
yeah,
in
I remember.
Nip.
Yeah, rest in peace, Nip. For sure, Nipsey. That was my dog, for real. I met Nip first time when I was like 19, I met him at South by Southwest real quick.
Right.
He just got up, dapped me up, said some little shit in my ear right quick, boom. But then after I start, you know, getting into this game more and more, you know, certain people reach out to you like, such and such, fuck with you, such and such, fuck with you.
Right.
His boy J-Rock was him, like, boy, Nipsey love you.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
You feel me? That boy Nipsey love you, boy. Like, at the club, nigga, that's his favorite song. He like, nigga, he love this song. They used to send me videos of Nip in the club just dancing to that shit if it came on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What song?
At the club, you know,
oh, at the club. Okay, yeah.
So I remember he was here in Atlanta one time. No, I was in Cali. I went to Cali. He was in there with Karen Silver and shit talking business. I got all this shit on camera. I used to record everything. I still do. He like, Jacquees, boy, I love your R&B shit, cuz your shit just like, your shit just got that feeling, cuz. Like, it's just like some shit you could ride to. Like, he was just telling me all that shit. He like, man, I got some producers in the back. You need to work with them. And like, I'm finna introduce you to these niggas, cuz. He very took me to the back, introduced me to them, everybody. I met them boys. I'm not sure if we worked before, but I'm pretty sure they probably sent me some beats and shit. And I remember he was in the A one day. And J-Rock hit me like, hey, me and Nipsey over here at Patchwork. I'm like, man, I'm across the street at 11th Street, bro. I'm like, I'm working on some shit, bro. Y'all boy pull up on me, you feel me? So he like, all right, little nigga. This nigga bust through the door. What's up, homie? I remember Nipsey busted that bitch, big as hell, big ass jacket on. He came to that bitch like, what's up, homie? I'm like, damn, what's up, bitch, bro? You feel me? I'm like, damn, you came to fuck with me for real. Hey, I told y'all I'm gonna come fuck with you. He like, what's the beat saying shit? Boom, my boy K Major was in there. We had this Faith Evans sample, the I Remember sample. We pulled that bitch up. We working on that shit. I remember Nipsey went writing shit down. He was just vibing. And I remember I ain't want to record the nigga, but he started recording me. I'm like, oh shit, I'm pulling my camera out.
Yeah,
you feel me? He started recording me and shit. I'm like, please record this nigga. Right, you know what I'm saying? So we in there vibing. But the whole time I ain't seeing him. Like, it's like he not even paying attention to the beat. Like, he vibing, but he ain't writing shit down, pulling out his phone, mm-hmm. like to write shit or nothing. He just recording and just kicking it. So he like, shit, I'm ready, cuz. And they go in the booth and just start rapping like all the way through. You know, most niggas going to the booth be like, 85 South, all right, punch, all right, come back. Let me do the next line. That nigga just went all the way through the verse. I'm like, damn. I remember like, bro, this nigga, I'm like, J-Rock, this nigga don't write. That nigga just, how the fuck he do that?
Right.
You feel me? I'm like, I ain't never seen a nigga just do his whole verse like that. You feel me? So I remember he was like, you know, he kept running it. He did it again. And I remember he came with a booth. I'm like, damn, bro, that's hard.
Man.
I'm like, I ain't never seen nobody do no shit like that, bro. He like, yeah, yellow, bro. You know, just how I be doing my shit. But then he had to leave. He was like, I'm gonna come back and do the second verse. He was like, just send it to me, you feel me? We could just goddamn do it like that.
Right.
I remember last time I talked to him, I think after that he called me from his neighborhood one time, because when I dropped Trip, he was fucking with that. And they called me from his neighborhood one time. Everybody was outside. Everybody was outside listening to my shit. I was on FaceTime. I got the screenshot. The whole fucking neighborhood. And I remember I hit him back on some shit. Like, bro, you got to finish the verse. But he was in the barber chair getting the shape up. So, you know, when you get your mustache lined up, you can't move your mouth and shit. So he was like, you know, let me know. Like, guys, and he texted me like, John, I'm going to do the verse and shit. You feel me? Ooh, I got you. And then that's probably like the last time I talked to him. That's it. Yeah. That was another dope experience, though. Like, I'm just like, I know what the nigga mean to the world and shit. Right. You feel me? It's just like, I'm glad I got to get that opportunity. You feel me? Fact. Like, on some shit like that. I done had a lot of great, dope shit. Like, I done been around a whole lot of shit.
Bro, you impersonate people well, too, though. Right. You goddamn.
People say that about me, bro. Yeah. I probably could be an impersonator.
I wonder what you be saying about me, like, how the hell.
Ain't got no fucking money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I
would have
hit it.
What the fuck?
I'm
you
saying what?
You just gonna keep on adding on, ain't this she mad, man?
Hey,
man, that what you niggas ain't gonna do, bro. I'm both y'all friends.
Hey, I ain't gonna act like I don't fuck with y'all. Do fuck with it.
Industry niggas.
You got niggas beat up here. Yeah, everybody head kicking in
that. Nah. He's a decent motherfucker at times. You know, it's just, got a lot of fucked up ways, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nah, this shit show.
Oh, yeah. Damn right.
I see you now punching nigga at a comedy club.
For real?
Yeah. I ain't instigated.
Instagram.
Hey, don't talk about it on camera. I don't trust
him. Man, that nigga ain't gonna do shit.
I've seen so much shit happen lately. Let's just, I don't know.
I'm like, I'm in the back like, oh.
You know, bro, you know how niggas just be laughing. I was like, man, that nigga keep pushing you when he laugh. I was like, I ain't noticed. He was like, man, you can't keep letting nigga try you like that.
So I'm like, no, I'm like, don't let any nigga keep pushing you,
bro. I would get offended. After the third little nub, I'm like, my boy don't even know he getting nub. I said, nah, I'm gonna holler at you. I said, hey, see, buddy, man, buddy touching you. I'm telling you, it's a little disrespectful to me. But if you like it, that cool. But pay attention when you do that. You trying. He said, you think so? I said, I know so. But I'm gonna be right here, whatever you wanna do. But I swear on everything. The nigga did exactly what I said. Now, look at me, I was like. That nigga went on top. Look at that. What, nigga? Are you good with me, boy?
I didn't even notice this shit. After that, I was like, fly, man, that nigga was chilling, bro.
Cause you know, now I've been roasting nigga. Like, now when a nigga, like, if he roast you and he can tell that you get mad, he keep going.
Oh, he like,
so,
Buddy
was like laughing,
shit.
But like, he was like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, oh, he get his licks off. I don't like that. Nah, let me holler at you. The nigga getting free hits on you. You need to be paying attention. He's sizing you up. He said, you think so? I'm like, nigga. Keep doing you and just pay attention. That nigga did it again. That nigga, nah, looked at me. I was like, nigga. That nigga went on top. Yeah, I'm like,
he's stupid, nigga.
That nigga stupid.
Sometimes,
bro.
You got to, man.
No, bro, but it wasn't even for that, bro. It ain't have to be that. That nigga was chilling, bro.
You felt bad after?
No.
I hope not.
Nah, I ain't feel bad, but I knew he was chilling after because he ain't do nothing.
He ain't never come back to the club, man. Now type of comedian, man, you don't come back to the club. You got a problem with Nav, ain't it right now?
Nah. Nah, man.
Really?
Hey, that nigga though, hey, I'm proud, Saul. Ain't that right?
No.
You the baddest comedian around, boy. That's what I learned from. Hey, no.
What you got going on?
That's what I learned from. Don't even act, nigga.
Must be two Navs.
Nah. Well, damn, funny here, man.
I'm a devil fool with that. But you still didn't tell me what the favorite song on there.
All of them, bro. Oh, it's okay. They saying this one a no skip. One through however many songs, I think like 17.
Ooh, 17. How do you go about picking the number? You know how niggas be like, just drop a single. Nah, we'll just give them this many. You know what I mean?
I always start with like, man, we gonna drop 12 songs or 11 songs. But then that shit just gets so hard. Then they might come back and be like, man, you need 15 on here. I already got 3 more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I try to start low. And
you
then
know,
they be like, they want
some
deluxe
shit. Then come back with the deluxe type.
Oh, yeah, I'm finna do that. I'm finna drop
more.
Yeah, I'm finna drop 2 new songs on Valentine's Day.
How do you do a deluxe? You just add music to it?
Yeah, add music. Then I'm gonna drop some more shit in March on it. Yeah. They keep coming back. Then I'm probably drop some more shit this summer. Like, try to drop another project, another album, some shit.
You know what I mean?
I'm finna keep going.
Just drop.
Flood, yeah.
Well, that's good to be in that type of situation where you can just drop and motherfuckers ain't call your phone like, hold on, like, you send me the song and all that. So you in a great situation.
Oh, now I still gotta send that shit in to goddamn get cleared and do all the legal processes, but it's just a thing where they allow me to do it.
Right.
To put out this much music, you know, and be freely creative.
You send it to them, they make sure that the numbers and everything and CPI numbers, all that shit, they get all that together.
All the business handled.
Every day.
Channel85.com. Go get the app. You got an hour for free. We gave you what you wanted. Now give us some subscriptions to the app. $8.99 with tax. $85 a year. Channel85.com. 85 South Show. Get the app.
Well, see, this is what they don't know. The app really $3, but adjusted for inflation is $8.99. Yeah.
What Lo said. Get the app, man. Stop bullshitting.
We out of here, man.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.